I think most of you are familiar with that psalm. It's a celebrative psalm to tell us that we should come to church ready to worship and praise God and to be thankful. And that's what my message is going to be on this morning. And I always like to start my messages with a question. Most times I already know the answer. It's a bit rhetorical, but I want to ask you this question. Have you ever encountered an individual that was difficult to please? I saw hands go up. I saw a couple of these. You know, the person who generally sees the glass half empty instead of half full, right? A person that even a telemarketer hangs up on. You know, that's a difficult person to please. And I think one of the key factors, friends, in changing that attitude of being difficult to please is to be thankful for what we already have. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we're always looking for that something out there that we didn't get yet, or we didn't accomplish, or we didn't see come to fruition, rather than just focusing on, you know what? I'm pretty blessed right now. Without that something, that X factor that's out there. And there's no better time to remind us of that than Thanksgiving, the season of Thanksgiving, if you will. And so the scripture this morning that was just read by Kathy shouts with the whole theme of being thankful. Thanksgiving, to be thankful to God for all that we have. And I'm not just speaking of possessions. Sometimes we think it's all about things. Most times it's about people, relationships, our families, our friends, our church family, people that we work with, people that we know, our neighbors, to be thankful that we're in relationship, because I do believe that God created us to be in relationship and not to be isolated. And unfortunately, there are so many people who are isolated today and who are craving for relationship. But we ought to be thankful for our health. If we have good health, that's something that we shouldn't take for granted either. That we're thankful that we're blessed with health, that we could move about, that we could speak, that we could have a cognitive mind. My mother, who had severe Alzheimer's, and my wife and I watched her slowly lose her ability to reason and understand and be familiar. And that was a sad experience for all of us. And so if you've got a sound mind, I think that's something to be thankful for this morning. And of course, we ought to be thankful for our salvation through Jesus Christ, that we are forgiven, that no matter what we may have done or failed to have done, Jesus offers us this redemption and forgiveness by his act on the cross and his resurrection. And so the psalmist writes this morning, we are to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Now, that's not just on Sunday morning for church. Yes, this was a song that was read and sung as they went up the steps of the Temple Mount to worship, whether it was the tabernacle or the temple itself, built by Solomon, later reconstructed by Herod. But it's also a song that we should be singing on a daily basis as we enter the presence of God each and every day. You know, I looked up the... Oh, that's a guy that's very difficult to please. I forgot to bring... he's not a member of the church, though. But I looked up the word praise, and it's an expression of approval or admiration for something or someone. Think about that, praise. Admiration, approval of someone. So just as the early pilgrims gave thanks to God for their bountiful harvest, even though we don't have bountiful harvests as they experienced, with the help of the Native Americans in growing food, we now go to Costco and Stop and Shop to get our food, of course, but we're still thankful and filled with admiration of God because God provides all of our needs. We should never take for granted that the food on our table is a given. We're a blessed people, and we need to be mindful of that, especially on Thanksgiving. Some of us this morning may be struggling financially, and I, by the way, I don't make light of that. There's a lot of people today who are unemployed, underemployed, due to the economic downturn of the coronavirus. And every day I pray for especially businesses that are really struggling, who invested a lot of money in their business, and they're seeing, especially the restaurant business and gymnasiums and movie theaters and stuff like that. But compared to most of the world, we are bountifully rich. Now, I saw an article in the Washington Post, and that was the headline. You see it up there? Most Americans vastly underestimate how rich they are compared to the rest of the world. And folks, statistically, that is true. Even if we think we're not doing well, compared to the rest of the world, we who live in America are rich. Now, I know we're not Bezos-type rich, but we are wealthy in many ways because we've been so blessed. I want to share a story. How many have ever heard of Max Lucado? He's a pastor and he's a Christian writer, and that man is able to take, he's a wordsmith. He could take words just like a painter takes oils or acrylics or watercolors and creates a masterpiece. Whatever he writes is a masterpiece. He's able to get you involved in what he's trying to describe. And I want to share a story that he writes. He once lived in Brazil as a university professor. And here's his story. As he was walking to his class that he was going to teach that morning, he felt a tug on his pant leg. And when he turned around, he noticed a little boy with a soiled face and sunken eyes and raggedy clothes that he was wearing. And the boy stuck out his hand and said, "Bread, please." Those are the two words, "bread, please." Now, Lucado said there were beggar boys in that city, and it was a very common thing to encounter these kids begging on the streets of this city that he taught in Brazil. And he said, "Most times I ignore them because I can't feed all these kids. There are literally thousands of them on the streets every day." He said, but there was something compelling about this little guy. And Lucado found that he couldn't turn away this time, for whatever reason. And so he took the boy to a coffee shop and he told the proprietor, "Give him whatever pastry he wants." And then he went to the coffee machine at the other end of the store to, you know, Brazilians are known for good coffee. And he went to pour himself a cup of coffee. And then momentarily, Lucado says he forgot all about this kid because he said most times when these kids get the money or the bread or whatever they're asking for, they take off to the streets again to continue to beg. So he momentarily forgot about this little guy, but not this time. After the boy got his pastry, he went over to Lucado and he stood there staring at the tall American. And he says, with the pastry in one hand, he raised the other hand and he said to Lucado, "Thank you, sir. Thank you so much." And he turned around and he left the store. Lucado writes, "I was so touched by the boy's thanks that I would have bought him anything and everything that was in the store. I sat there for another 30 minutes, late for my class, just thinking about this little beggar boy who remembered to come back and say thank you. It's a beautiful story. I could picture this little guy. He was genuinely thankful. You know, God in many ways is like Lakato on that day in the coffee shop. Many times God is waiting for us to return and to say thank you for all that you've blessed me with. God waits to hear from us, not just on Thanksgiving, but every day to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this brand new day. Thank you for my family. Thank you for all the blessings that you could think in your mind. He's waiting. He's waiting to see if we are going to live thankfully. To enter God's presence each and every day with thanksgiving and praise, as the psalmist writes, to declare God's goodness as part of our witness to the people around us who may be feeling down or may be feeling depressed, especially during these last 8 months, we may be able to shine a little light saying, you know what, I know it's tough, but I'm so thankful for what God has blessed me with. I'd like to end with a reason. It's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons I'm thankful this Thanksgiving season. I'd like to share that with you. The past 8 months for all of us has been very difficult. Would you agree? But it's been more difficult for others than perhaps what we have experienced. Several persons in this congregation in the last 2021, not the last, but the last 8 months or so, have lost a loved one dear to their hearts, a person who has died in their family. And those memorial services had to be put off for months. And think about these families trying to put some closure and not being able to do so because we couldn't gather in the church. The COVID-19 had all of its restrictions. And each of these families witnessed to me of what faith looks like in action. And I'm sharing that as a pastor now. I was amazed and encouraged and ministered to by their strength and their faith in the midst of a terrible loss in their lives. Some of you are here this morning. You know, I don't know if you believe this or not, but even pastors have to be encouraged and ministered to at times. You know, we don't descend behind the pulpit from on high. Believe it or not, I had to put my pants on this morning one leg at a time. And I say that because these families did that for me in so many ways to encourage me. And I'm genuinely thankful for each of them as I continue to pray for their healing during this time of loss. And obviously, I saw God in the midst of all of these losses and working with the families and spending time. And as I spent time with our families, either in person or virtually, I was deeply touched. And that's one of the primary reasons I'm thankful this Thanksgiving season of what I experienced with these families. You know, as we take time to spend time with our families during this season of Thanksgiving, I hope we will take time to thank God for His many blessings. If our government thought it was important enough to set a day aside for this very purpose, this special day, the least we can do is to take the time to open our hearts and express our deepest gratitude to God by living thankfully.
Amen.
Amen. Think about that, friends. No matter what you're going through, and I'm sure some of you are going through some difficult trials, be thankful. Look for those positive things in your life that you could live thankfully today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.